Okay, so let's chant the Metta Sutta together. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties, and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm, and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove. Wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be happy. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, or meeting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be happy. Let none deceive another, or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another, even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, free from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding, by not holding to false views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being free from all sense desires, is not born again into this world. So for our benefit, there are two themes from which we can choose from. So the first is goodwill and compassion. The second is I can't stop thinking. So which theme would be more benefit to this group this evening? Goodwill and compassion, or I can't stop thinking?
I can't stop thinking.
Agreed, gentlemen?
Agreed, yes.
Okay.
That's always a good one.
Okay, okay. So let's do an exercise then. So when I say these words, just follow along and don't think about anything else. I can't stop thinking. Just be aware of the words. I can't stop thinking. I can't stop thinking. I can't stop thinking. I can't stop thinking. So What happened when you follow along the words as I was saying them? What happened when there was silence?
Stop thinking.
That's right, there were no thoughts because you followed along. So you can stop thinking. It's not continuous. But basically we need the awareness to know that. To know there are gaps in our thoughts. So that exercise proved that we can stop thinking. There are gaps in our thoughts. And that we do not think continuously, constantly, like we believed, have believed all these years. A quote comes to mind. We can't change the world, but we can change our attitude towards it. So we are using this quote, we can apply it to the mind. I can't change this mind, but I can change my attitude towards it. So even if we have thoughts, if we change our attitude, that attitude of kindness and acceptance, then the thoughts are not a problem. Okay, a Chinese poem comes to mind. Chinese poem, which I have adapted. A thousand flowers in spring, a cool breeze in summer, falling leaves in autumn, snow in winter. If the mind is not clouded by unnecessary thoughts, this is the best season of your life. If the mind is not clouded by unnecessary thoughts, this is the best season of your life. So what does this poem mean? It is called a 10,000 flowers. So if this mind is not clouded by unnecessary thoughts, unnecessary. So even if there are thoughts in the mind, we don't need to actually create more unnecessary thoughts, or we don't need to create more thoughts that are not necessary. That is, we actually don't need to have ill will or aversion. These are the unnecessary thoughts. The other thoughts that are actually due to causes and conditions, they're okay. It's only the unnecessary thoughts, the ones where we don't like the thoughts in our mind, basically. These are unnecessary. These we can definitely do something about just through kindness and acceptance. So just because the mind has a lot of thoughts, doesn't mean that there need to be unnecessary thoughts of ill will and wanting to get rid of these thoughts. Because as I've said before, thoughts are caused by, are due to causes and conditions. If we eliminate those causes and conditions, then automatically, naturally, thoughts will reduce. Okay, you look very serious. So, Apan, okay? Yay! I've got two smiles. Okay, you ready for this pun? What do you call a belt made from wrist watches? What do you call a belt made from wrist watches?
An alarm belt?
Any other guesses? Well done. A waste of time. What do you call a belt made of wristwatches? A waste of time. Okay. I've got a smile from Lorenz, who's a tougher customer. I'm relaxed now. And so now, the mind has softened, okay? So we can actually, I can give the meditation instructions now. So I prime the mind basically to soften. So now it's ready, it's more mindful to watch the body. So that's why basically joy is very important to meditation. We need joy to cultivate awareness and mindfulness. So please find a comfortable position where we are comfortable yet alert. So ensure that the body is in balance. So you lean to one side, lean to the other, and then center. Find a balance that is suitable. It feels right, it feels balanced. And the head is not too forward, it's not too far back. Just perched comfortably. On top of the body. And make sure the hands are comfortable resting on our legs. And that the feet are comfortable. That there's no tension in any part of the feet. So the shoulders are relaxed, not too high up, not too far down. That we're not slouching too much, a little bit's okay, as long as we're alert and in balance. Are the eyes heavy? Light or just right? Is there an itch anywhere in your body? I've got one at the back of my head. Yeah, no need to scratch. It will go away by itself in time. Is It's not the itch that's the problem. It's our attitude towards it. If there's an attitude of kindness and acceptance, the itch will go away. Or it won't be a problem, even if it's there, because it will reduce. What do the lips feel like? Are they dry? Moist? Or just right? Is the neck relaxed? Move it slightly from side to side, front and back as well, and find a position where it feels just right. Relax the shoulders. Are the armpits dry? Or are they moist? Are they sweaty? Or are they just right? What do the elbows feel like? We usually don't notice the elbows. But it's good to pay attention to the body. Parts we ignore from time to time. Pay attention to these areas. Can we feel the warmth escaping from our palms? Yeah, make sure their arms are comfortable. What does the chest feel like? Relax. Be aware of the tummy, the belly. Is it full or empty or in between? Does it feel soft or hard? Relax the tummy. Make it nice and soft so that our breathing is natural, uncontrolled, unconstricted. Smile gently, very important. Turning up the corners of the mouth, automatically. Turn up the corners of the smile, the mental smile, the smile in the mind, the smile in the heart. Very important to have joy, to promote awareness. Mindfulness. What does the upper back feel like? Move it slightly to the left, slightly to the right, and then find a balance that suits, that feels comfortable. Be aware of the middle back and the lower back. If there's tension in these areas, please adjust the posture slightly. Befriend, relax, make these areas comfortable. Continue to follow along. One body part at a time. One moment at a time. No need to be in a hurry. Let's journey together from head to toe. Feel the hips. Where the legs join onto the hip. Is it warm? Oh, very warm. How about the thighs, the quadriceps at the front? Do they feel smooth? Do they feel strong? Pay attention to the hardness of the front of the knees. Do they feel cooler than other parts of the leg? And let's move down to our shins, the front of the lower legs. And the front and sides of the ankles, are they just right or is there tension? Relax. And the top of the feet, with a raise. Where the feet, the bones are. And the toes. Do they feel cool? The top of the toes. And can we feel the nails, the toenails? I've got an itch on the right of my ankle. let's move down to the soles of the feet. The balls of the feet at the front. They feel bulky, fleshy, round. And the hollows, the arches on the inside. Inside. And the outer sides of each foot. So the outer edges compared to the inner edges. And the back of the foot, the heel. Do they feel hard? Let's continue to journey together. Up the body. The Achilles tendons. They feel neutral to me. The calf muscles. Mine are relaxed today, they're okay. The back of the knees, just right for me. The hamstrings, the back of the thighs, pressing against the cushion on the seat. Feel the warmth, the pressure. And even warmer, the buttocks, pressing against the fabric and the cushion from the seat. Any uncomfortable areas on the buttocks? Any tingling? Move them slightly, the buttocks. See where this is more comfortable. Check our posture once more. Are we balanced? Comfortable and alert. Soften the belly. One moment at a time. One body part at a time. Feel the comfort of the body. We've done our best to make this body comfortable. It's almost time to let it go. Let it take care of itself. Go to the belly. Simply watch the rise at the belly and the fall, rising, falling. Simply watch, don't control, make it natural. Make the rise and fall natural. Let it be. Simply watch. move up to the chest. Do the same thing here. Watch the rise, watch the fall. Rising, falling. Smile. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, except to be with the body. Smile. Appreciate any peace that comes. Enjoy the comfort of the body and any peace that comes to the mind. It's our reward for letting go. Move our attention to the nose. Watch the in-breath. Feel it. And the size of the nostrils. Observe the out-breath. Feel it. Compare the warmth of the in-breath to the out-breath. Which one's warmer? Which one's cooler? Oh, there's no difference, maybe. Remember, don't control the breath. Let it be. Simply befriend and watch it. Let our friend be. Simply stay with our friend. Caring for it. Compare the length of the breath. Is the in-breath shorter or longer than the out-breath? Is the out-breath shorter or longer than the in-breath? Or are they the same? Smile. Are you comfortable in watching the breath, the nose? If not, you're welcome to go back to the belly or go back to the chest and watch the rise and fall of the breath there, the air element there. If the breath is comfortable, more comfortable at the nose, watch it there instead. Make peace. Be kind. Be gentle. Appreciate any peace that visits the mind. Enjoy the last few moments. Feel the peace. Have gratitude towards it. Practice appreciation. Thank you, peace, for visiting. Show our appreciation by gently smiling. Feel the peace. Make contact with it. Embrace it. Feel the peace, and then suddenly repeat the following. May I be happy. Allow the peace to contribute to this happiness. Happiness in his mind. Feel the peace. May I be happy. Don't be afraid to smile. Feel the softness in the heart due to this peace. Feel the peace and suddenly say the following. May all beings be happy. Feel the generosity of spirit for this heart, this boundless heart. Contact with the peace, the love. May all beings be happy. Share our happiness, spread it. Smile. The joy of sharing, of giving, of kindness. Please open your eyes. How does the mind feel now compared to 55 minutes ago? Yeah,
happy.
That's right.
Softer.
That's right. And We can't buy this. We cultivate it. It's free. All we need to do is find a comfortable posture. Promoting alertness. We watched the body part by part. To the best of our ability, we relaxed each part. What we found remained uncomfortable. Any residue, we accepted with kindness. If there were pains or itches, discomfort, simply by being patient observing, due to the characteristic of impermanence, the itch or discomfort reduced, it changed, like all conditioned phenomena. We observe our belly, the rise and fall. The air element, there. We then observe the chest, the rise and fall of the air element there. We then became aware of the breath of the nose, the nostrils, a specialized air element there. If it was comfortable, we watched the breath at the nose, comparing the in-breath to the out-breath, the length, the texture, the warmth. And if the mind wasn't ready to watch the breath at the nose, we went back to the chest or the belly. Maybe it was more comfortable. The mind was inclined in this time we have to watch the air element there, which is okay, because we accept this mind, its inclinations, its likes and dislikes. So we just work with it. We don't push it. We don't control our friend. We accept our friend as they are. As a result, the body became comfortable and we let it go. We watched the breath. Thoughts came and they went. Maybe there were thoughts that kept repeating. We remind ourselves, these thoughts are due to causes and conditions. Maybe we socialize a lot today, like I did, with the seniors group. So naturally, the thoughts were there, but very few compared with when I was meditating. At 3:30, heaps of thoughts then, but in this session, much more peaceful compared to at 3:30, due to causes, conditions. So I had a relatively quiet evening, walking meditation, reading a few inspiring quotes. So these causes, conditions allowed for more peaceful sit this evening, whereas the causes and conditions of talking a lot encouraging the seniors to do their best, to be happy, to work through any issues. So those words, excessive words at times, caused and conditioned the mind to be busy when I sat down for the sit at 3:30. So any excessive thoughts are simply due to causes and conditions. Simply investigate and find out what the causes and conditions are for a busy mind. And if we would like less thoughts, we simply use wisdom and let those causes and conditions go. And in time, over time, the mind will settle and be quieter, more peaceful. The body is more comfortable. We let it go. We watch the breath. We see that it becomes more refined, more comfortable, lighter. We appreciate the comfortable breath. It feels very pleasant. But we don't cling onto it. We know that it will change. It's a law of impermanence. So we appreciate the breath when it's refined, very comfortable. We simply watch it. And we'd rather do nothing but just watch the breath. But we don't cling onto those pleasant sensations of the beautiful breath. We simply appreciate it and know they will end. So thoughts are not a problem. Excessive thinking is not a problem. It's our attitude, negative attitude towards those thoughts, those unnecessary thoughts that are the problem. We can't change the world, but we can change our attitude towards it. Simply remove the causes and conditions which cause excessive thinking. And if we decide not to, then we accept a busy mind as it is. That's okay too. Ten thousand flowers in spring. A cool breeze in summer. Falling leaves in autumn. Snow in winter. If the mind is not clouded by unnecessary thoughts, thoughts of ill will towards these thoughts. These are the excessive thoughts, unnecessary thoughts. This is the best season of your life. If the mind is not clouded by unnecessary thoughts of ill will towards the thoughts, this is the best season of your life. This is the best moment. So we use wisdom to promote stillness. And with our stillness, the peace, we feel love. We feel softness of heart. We can use our softness to wish ourselves happiness. we can contact with that softness, that loving kindness. And we share the peace, the love with all living beings. When we're happy, we want the world to be happy too. We want our loved ones to be happy. We want our neighbors to be happy. We want our work colleagues to be happy. We want people who we don't know, who don't have any feelings towards, to be happy. We want strangers to be happy, simply because this mind, this heart is happy. This is kindness. This is loving kindness because of the peace. This is softness of heart. This is goodwill. This is metta. So next time I may address metta, and also known as goodwill or friendliness or kindness, as well as compassion together, because that's really worthwhile too, compassion with metta. Tonight, do we have any comments or any questions?
My comment is, it's been a very good evening.
Thank you for your generosity of spirit. And thank you for three beautiful people in front of me with hearts radiating love to this room, to the whole of Perth, to the whole WA, to the whole Australia, to the whole of Asia, and to the whole of the world, as well as the entire universe, the entire cosmos. So please be mindful and listen to the chant, the last part of the sutta, the discourse on loving kindness in Pali. I've changed my mind. I'm going to go to English instead. Radiating kindness towards the whole world, spraying upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, free from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding, by not holding to false views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity vision, being free from all sense desires, is not born again.